That's why we got to learn that what we need is the realm of the spirit.
Amen.
Your prosperity is in this realm.
Amen.
Your peace is in this realm.
Amen.
And that's why he gave you the spirit, so you and knowledge, so you know how to go in this realm and get what you need. You've been born into it. We've been born into it. Now why not learn how to live in
there?
Why do we allow the world to influence us more than what the Word of God said?
Amen.
Why we want to go to the world and try to get the world to help us, and they all, and every time we do, they put us in a hole.
Amen.
I know I'm preaching good now.
Amen.
And I believe that God wants, in the last days, he wants to see his people out of debt, learn how to live free from sin, learn how to prosper in your spirit, prosper in your soul, prosper in your family, prosper wherever you go. It is the spirit that give life. The flesh profits nothing. All these things came to us as a result of what Jesus did. Everything has been given. Everything has been restored. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So how do we do this? We learn how by receiving what God have already done and receiving and follow his instruction. Now, he tells us how to give, but we try to come up with another way. Hello.
Amen.
He tells how to love, but we decide, nah, I ain't letting it get over on me. Yeah, he tells us how to love. Love worketh no ill. Honey, I ain't taking that. But if you want life and you want to live life, and if you want to succeed in life where opposition can't stop you, you got to do it the way God said. So he said, my word is spirit, and my word of what? Life. So how do you get that? I'm glad you asked. Proverbs 4:20 says it like this. My son, attend to my word. Can y'all put that up? My son, do what? Do what? My son, attend to my word. Incline thy ear to my sayings. Do what? Incline thy ear to my saying. Why do I incline my ear to his saying? For they are life to those that find them, and help. Whoa now. Wait a minute now. My son, attend to my words, incline thy ear to my saying. Let them not depart, let them not depart, let them not depart from thine eye. Keep them where? In the midst of thine heart. Why do I keep them in the midst of my heart? For they are life. What did Jesus say? What did Jesus say? In John 6:63, it is the spirit that quicken. In other words, let me say it like so you can understand. It is the spirit that give life. And God's words are spirit and they are life. So he said they are life to those that find them, and what? Help to, whoa. Help where? How much of your flesh? You mean that include my mind? That include my big toe? It is help to all my flesh. You remember what I just read? That it is in Romans chapter 8 and verse 11. It says in Romans 8 and 11. Let me get back there. Now watch this. But if the spirit of him that raised Jesus from the dead dwell where? In you, in me. He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also do what? Quicken. What do we say quicken mean? Make alive your mortal bodies. That means it heals your bodies. Notice what he says. Let's look at this again, because I don't want to go too fast. My son, attend to my words, incline thy ear unto my saying. How do I get this life to work for me? Incline thy ear unto my saying. You know, how do I get this to work for me? All right. I let his saying become my saying. He said I'm healed. He says I'm strong. He says I'm more than a conqueror.
Amen.
So what do? I let his saying become my saying.
Amen.
He said I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. He said, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. He said, my God shall supply all of your needs. So I let his saying become my saying. Because he told me to what? Attend to his word. And that's the only way I know how you attend to the word. Find out what he's saying, say what he said. And Jesus said this, y'all ready?
Yes, sir.
Jesus said this, you can have what you say.
That's it, man. Come on.
Whoa, now. So why not? And he said, let my saying become your saying. Then Jesus said, you can have what you say. For verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, be cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come. But shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass. He shall have whatsoever he saith. So what are you saying? Nothing ever works out for me. Well, you haven't.
Okay.
It's just life is just so tough.
Jesus.
I just can't keep no money in my pocket.
Oh.
You know, this old allergy is going, every time it come around, the first thing you get it. You having what you say. You change your saying. Jesus said, I don't have to have it.
It's right.
Jesus said, it's not mine.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah.